Craig pointed out today is 7, 8, 15. So 7 plus 8 equals 15 for those people who like numerical puzzles or things that deal with dates. It's an interesting one for today. Joining us this morning is Gerald Evans and Dana Burns from First Community Interfaith Institute, their annual festival. 36th annual festival, Gerald, is that right?
Years since 1980.
Continuing on, going strong. It's a festival that lasts for 4 days, and there's all different parts to a festival, right? When people think of a festival, they maybe think of a gathering of people and food and some kind of fun entertainment. But you have educational aspects of it. You have sort of have spiritual aspects to it. Take us through the festival. We start with things that happen on Thursday. What goes Thursday through Sunday?
Well, Thursday we have the cookout, Lucy Bell the cookout, and also we had a BSN reception. You know, that's the main highlight.
And BSN stands for?
Business Support Network.
Okay.
And that's where we talk to the people that we help start businesses, either a small micro business or a large business. Then we have on Friday all kind of activities, arts and crafts. We have a red carpet, barber salon. We have all kinds of activities, games and things like that. And then we have the lunch, and we have anger management. Then on Saturday, we have recreation. We have anger management again, and we have other programs. And then on Sunday, we have the fellowship, the Akia E-Free hour. Then we have the lunch and anger management again. But we have some detail that Dana will tell you of the games and activities on Friday.
Dana?
Yes. These games were constructed by members of First Community Interfaith Institute, and the games were meant to bring people together, to interact and to communicate and to learn skills, and also to learn about the world, which is our theme, we're the world. And so some of the things they'll be doing during Tatiana's workshop is these games, which will help people to learn how to resolve conflicts with each other, like our stop and think game, and then also our peace game. People will learn how to be kind to one another by doing acts of kindness throughout the game. And also they'll learn about where the continents are and the oceans of the world. They'll be able to recognize landmarks of the world, and also about structures from the ancient world, like the Seven Wonders. Also, they'll learn about the greatest civil engineering achievements of the 20th century. And then they'll become familiar with different foods from different countries. And they'll learn about the freedom fighters, people who fought for our freedom throughout the whole world. And we'll also touch on inventors, major contributions that inventors have made. And we'll be able to see those throughout the world and how they have an effect on our lives. And these games are important to our theme because we're all going to recognize how we are so interconnected in our world and how we all have an effect on each other. And especially with technology now and how we're able to communicate and through the internet and through Skype and all those different tools that we have.
Right. Something that used to be long distance communication, or you would sometimes maybe wonder, I wonder what some relative or friend is doing now. Nowadays, you could just send a quick message and find out and wherever they are, mm-hmm. and what they're up to, and still stay communicated.
Mm-hmm.
In one respect, and maybe it sounds sort of trite, you know, you think the world's getting smaller, but yet it seems to get still getting bigger, and there's still divisions or, you know, mm-hmm. things that are separating us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, I guess, with your festival, you try to kind of break through some of those things too, right?
Right. All the barriers that people put up, we try to dissipate them, so that people can understand with knowledge come understanding, and the communication come with a better ability to deal with the differences that we have. And also it helps us to understand that we are not so different. We just have a way that we do things that's different, but the same goal, the same opportunity is there for everybody.
Right.
And also, what we hope to do is show on 4 days what we do all year round. And so how we hands-on, a mind-on, you know, a talk-on, on the things that we do. And we help people understand if they come to our agency, they will see calm, peace, and a blessing of people coming together for a purpose. Whatever their purpose is, but when they come into Knesset House, their purpose begin to see how they can become a painting, a piece of the, the ability to learn from one another, and ability to help one another to change.
Right. You started this festival. We were not, you said, the 36th annual festival, so it's been obviously going on for decades now. When things started to where things now, sort of the same social issues are being dealt with, even though you see sometimes moves two steps forwards, one step back. How do you see things now, especially with a lot of the news and the vision that seems to be taking place between certain communities, law enforcement, people in the South, that type of a thing that we see, tragedies that are taking place? What do you deal with? How do you deal with that and represent that in your festivals,
right,
too?
Ironically, people are the same. Either they hide in the closet some of the animosity and hate they have, and when you put it out in a kind way, they can deal with it. I mean, you know, back in 1980, we were dealing with this. People thought we was crazy. We were saying that, you know, civil rights, you shouldn't go home and think you got it all made. And people was just taking for granted civil rights. There hadn't been not any laws to protect people. And so what happened across the country, people had to deal with it. I mean, whether it's black-on-black crime or white-on-black crime or, you know, vice versa, or Hispanics, it's still evil. And so people didn't want to deal with evil. They want to deal with the, you know, it don't exist. You close your eyes and don't see it. And at Institute, we deal with those things. And people may not like the Institute because we deal with the hardcore, well, how to fix America, how to fix myself, how to fix our community. And you can't do it by throwing a rock and hide your hands. So the struggle have been trying to convince people to deal with the problem before it become a cancer in a fourth stage, and people, you know, people are dying. And so we teach people how to handle problems through interaction and through a positive regards, through have someone use their decision-making skills and their problem-solving skills and said that we are not different because it's going to affect me. For instance, when heroin was in the black community,
right,
people saying they're bad people, they're no good. And now heroin is in the other communities, and people got a different perspective of it. You know, maybe the people are human, and maybe they need some help. And so, you know, whatever affect one person, it affect us all. And we talk about African culture. Everything that derived in the world, the cradle of civilization, happened in Africa, and people migrate to other parts. And people didn't understand that. People thought that, you know, they don't want to hear about Africa, but they understand what happened in Africa happened in, you know, in Greece, happened in you know, Italy, happened in England, and you know, it been exported, you know, and like the terrorism, we had it back there in 1820, 1830, 1860, 1840. We call terrorists KKK. We call it the White Citizen League, the Black Panthers, the Black Muslim. But we always have the hate and animosity that no one want to deal with it until it become, you know, our problem.
Right. It becomes more global in a sense with more people. your theme this year, talk about we're the world, was sort of reflects a little bit about that.
Right.
What happens in one area affects everybody else in some other areas, too. Interesting in a festival like this, again, there's a lot of education going on. You even on the first day have a little review of more of your anger management and that domestic violence issues, too. So you kind of deal with some hard issues to start the festival, at least the people can see what else you do. But then there's all those other fun and games and activities to bring the families together, too.
One thing about anger is that it can be constructive or destructive. You can be so angry you go get a PhD. Or you can be so angry you hit someone. So what you have to do is understand how to use the anger as a tool to help you grow. And most people who get angry had triggers from childhood. And then before they know it, they let it fester and they keep it, they push it down. And then something happened, remind them that my little brother took my toy when I was 3 years old. And now somebody took my bologna in the refrigerator and I can't take it anymore and blow up. I mean small things that people do to mix of violence. If I want to get rid of someone, I will foul domestic violence, and,
right.
and it happened many times. Then we have the psychopaths who believe that they can hit somebody all the time because it's okay. So, you anger is just a way of people to express themselves either constructively or destructively.
And that's one of the things you offer throughout the year,
right?
With the Knesset House as well. Now the festival again is going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A lot of food, different dinners too that you have going
right,
on there as
right.
well. Who's cooking all of this? Who's getting
LCC? The best,
yes,
the best, the best meals in town.
Good food.
Good food. I mean, it's so good that people.
For a moment, I thought the woman's name was Elsie, and then I realized you're
LCC,
talking about the
Lorain
college.
LCC, Lorain County Community
yes,
College.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
Chef Chase is cooking the meal.
Do you give him a menu of sorts, or do you give him things, or does he?
What we do is we sit down and talk with him. Since August, we've been talking to the chef about. Food that we like to eat, and then he come up with beautiful and tasty and wonderful meals that make you want to dance, So,
yes. Well, you have music there too, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. All kind of music. We're going to have a band with Dana, will you want to talk about the band a little bit?
Oh, sure.
And I also see a percussion section or something.
Right, that's a band.
Yes, we have Heritage United Percussion Section. They're a marching band, and it's drums and a bunch of
other
percussion instruments.
Right?
And they are loud. It's awesome. They performed before for us at another event, and you will love it. I hope everybody comes out just to hear them. They will be at the festival on Thursday from 10 to 12. They'll be performing. Friday, right before our awards dinner. And also Saturday, they will be coming between 11 and 12 and give another performance on Saturday.
So they'll be there as well. If people want to get tickets, can they go on every day? What's the different days, or how do you get the tickets or attend the event?
Well, what we can do is to give us a call at 440-366-3244, and we'll make an arrangement for them to get their tickets. I didn't come to Knesset House and pick them up. Didn't give a call and tell me what time they're going to pick it up. It's too late to mail them. So what we want people to do is get them beforehand because that will be the best.
Right.
But if they call 440-366-3244, if you notice, 3244 stands for FCII. So that's a good. And one thing about
now is that phone. I've called that phone many times, and every time I call that phone, you answer the phone.
Right,
yes.
Right.
And it's not like a portable cell phone, right? This is a phone on the wall or on the side.
No, it's a cell phone.
Is it a cell phone?
Okay. I program all the calls to go to one call because personally, I'm kind of controlled about. I want to be received very well.
Okay.
And so, since our organization is an organization. Of group and individual, I want people to get used to talking to me so that I can tell them who the expert.
See, I thought you were just like on a stool by a phone and just sitting there waiting for it to ring for all the people. Because every time I call that phone, whenever it is, you answer the phone.
Right. Elizabeth from the Chronicle-Telegram called us, and we was walking. We had walked 10,000, more than 10,000 houses, 10,600 houses to tell people about the festival. And we had a little sign we put on people's doors because we don't have enough money to pay for the wonderful advertising that we can get.
Okay.
So what we do, what we are doing is going, this year is going to every house we can, knocking on doors and, you know, putting our literature there.
Personal invitation to
personal invitation. You know, that's what we believe in, is a personal involvement in the community. And so that's what we try to do.
During the 4 days, all the events are free at the festival. The tickets that we're talking about are meal tickets.
Okay.
So they can call if they'd like to attend the dinners, the banquets.
But everything else they'll be seeing. Now, you have two locations. You mentioned the Lorain County Community College. Everyone right. knows where that is. How about the Knessa House?
Knessa House, 142 Cleveland Street. It used to be the Underground Railroad. Matter of fact, it's still the Underground Railroad and a Pony Express station. And, you know, so... we want people to see that in our Dred Scott Garden.
Okay.
This year we have different themes.
What's growing in the garden right now?
This year we have strawberries. We have tomatoes. And what else, Dana?
We have garlic and onions.
Onions, right.
And someone donated a whole bunch of plants. There's some type of squash plants, and we're not sure what they are. It could be cantaloupe or
pumpkins.
That's
the fun when you wait to see it, this thing growing, and you're thinking, right. Is it a fruit or a vegetable?
What right. This lady bought all kinds of stuff, you know, plants. And she said, that's usually what happens. People bring things, and they plant it for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One year, Dana Dollar, Gina had a whole carload of tomato plants. I mean, she has so many, it was about 2,000 or 3,000 tomato plants.
Okay.
And so we plant them all. So that's our theme, kind of the tomato plants.
Tomato gardens.
Tomato garden, you know, so.
If someone would like a schedule of the 4-day events, Thursday evening at 6 o'clock is our potluck. It's a community potluck. Everyone can bring their food. And we'll also have some hot dogs and hamburgers that Afi is gonna be cooking for us. And then they can pick up a schedule there, and it will give them all the events and times and places. And they can also talk with us if they want to know more about the events.
Sure. And, of course, anytime on the Friday, Saturday, if they drive by the college, you do things in probably the Ewing Center with the gym area there.
And the CC Mall.
So there's a lot of activities going on. And if that drum line starts performing, they can just roll down their car window and follow the beat, and they'll be able to
it's out of sight.
Now, I see you're wearing something. Before I let you go, can you describe what you're wearing today?
My house and self. Well, I have a tall, dark, and house. Well, tall, dark, and old now. But anyway,
yes.
There's
only two of you, right? You have a twin. Don't you have your
twin brother? Yes. Yeah.
He'll be speaking on Saturday night at the banquet.
And you're the better looking.
I'm better looking.
I thought so. Right.
I have a green daisuki with through the green is white spots on it.
Looks like almost like a silk screen with a white design,
yes.
And then there's sort of appliques, what look like swirls, almost like a sun that's
right.
on there as well.
Make me look good. underneath, I have my African garment on. Then I have a green, it look white.
Right.
Shirt on sure. That's American, so African-American, you know, so I'm looking good.
And you got pants on, just want to make sure we got you all dressed, and shoes. What are you wearing on your feet today?
Is it just plain old
walking
shoes.
Well, you do, if you're doing those 10,000 to 10,000 houses in the community,
yes.
You got to get to resold those shoes a little bit.
But. Yeah, we're going to have to, you know, get some more shoes.
Well, we encourage people to come out to the festival. Again, it starts on Thursday. Runs through Sunday, taking place at the Knessa House, also at the Lorain County Community College, at the different parts of the college area. And again, you can call, and Gerald will answer the phone. No, I always thought you were just holding onto this phone. Because at one time when I was there, you know, you did have, before the cell phones were, that's the number. 366-3244 is the number. Again, it's the First Community Interfaith Institute of Ohio, their 36th annual festival. Our guest today, Reverend Gerald Evans, and also Dana Burns. Thank you for stopping in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate it.